Welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. This is Vivek and here are the top stories. India reported the highest number of COVID-19 positive cases on March 22, also the day of the Janta Curfew. According to Indian Council for Medical Research, the number of positive cases for coronavirus stood at 89 alone on March 22. Therefore, now the total confirmed cases of coronavirus in the country have climbed to 396. The last week, the highest single-day rise was 50 cases. A royal aide at Buckingham Palace has reportedly tested positive for the coronavirus while Queen Elizabeth II was still at her London residence. The 93-year-old monarch shifted out of the palace to Windsor Castle indefinitely on Thursday as a precaution after all her engagements were cancelled and reports are that she is healthy. Arvind Kejriwal government on Sunday announced a ban on all domestic flights entering Delhi from March 23rd to March 31st. Delhi government has also imposed a lockdown in the city from 6 a.m. on Monday till midnight of March 31st. However, after an hour of announcement, Civil Aviation Minister Hardeep Singh Puri tweeted that domestic flights to and from Delhi will continue during the lockdown. Walmart said on Monday it has temporarily raised entry wages for workers in its e-commerce warehouses by $2, following similar moves by rivals as it attempts to manage a shopping surge brought about by the coronavirus outbreak. Cab aggregators Uber and Ola have suspended their operations till March 31st amid the lockdown announced by the state governments. Both cab companies said that this decision has been taken to reduce the spread of coronavirus after the Delhi government notified on Sunday that the city will be under lockdown from March 23rd to March 31st and no public transport, including private buses, taxis and auto rickshaws, will be allowed to ply. Oil prices fell on Monday as governments escalated lockdowns to curb the spread of the global coronavirus outbreak that has slashed the demand outlook for oil and threatened a global economic contraction. Oil prices have fallen for 4 straight weeks and have given up about 60% since the start of the year. Prices of everything from coal to copper have also been hit by the crisis, while markets in bonds and stocks enter rarely charted territory.